Hi, my name is Zach and I am 12 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Zach, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of Back to School Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll be checking in with our Back to School Quizlet at the end of the show. Today, we're going to hear a march about high school by the master of marches, John Philip Sousa. Sousa was known as the March King. He was the most important figure in the history of bands and band music. In his heyday, he was an absolute superstar. He started young. At the age of 11, he organized an adult quadrille orchestra. That's an orchestra that plays dance music. And he was about to run off with a circus band when his father had him enlisted as an apprentice musician in the U.S. Marine Band at the age of 13. That's one way to keep a kid from running away with the circus. Sousa also composed music for theater, and he wrote operettas. And he wrote music for big events like the 100th birthday of the USA. His first great big hit was The Gladiator, which was widely played and eventually sold over a million copies. Then Sousa formed his own band. He toured, he conducted all over the world, and in fact, the last thing he conducted before he died was one of his most famous marches, the Stars and Stripes Forever. If you listened to Kids Commute last year, you learned all about marches and how they're written during March Week, and you can find that on our website at kidscommute.org. But in case you're new or you don't remember, let's do a quick recap of the anatomy of a march. Here is how your march sausage is made. We start with a fanfare. Then we have the first strain. That's the first melody of the march. It's usually played twice. After that, we'll hear the second strain. That's the second primary tune in the march. You usually hear that twice, too. After that, we'll hear the trio. And this is usually described as the main melody of the march, the part you're most likely going to remember if you're going to hum it. And this is played once. Here's a little bit of what today's trio sounds like, so you know when it's coming up. Now, after all that, we need a little break. So the next section in the march is called the break strain. It's also called the breakup, the interlude, or, and this is my favorite name for it, the dogfight. Now, this sometimes happens more than once as a big tease to the end, but here's today's dogfight so you know what you're listening for. Now, after that, we're going to hear the trio again, our big hummable melody, followed by the dogfight again. And this is all to get us ready for the big finish, which plays the trio or the hummable part again, only in a very big and dramatic and fun way. Are you ready, marchers? Hup, two, three, four. Here comes the march, High School Cadets by John Philip Sousa. This recording is Frederick Fennell conducting the Eastman Wind Ensemble. Thank you. Frederick Fennell conducted the Eastman Wind Ensemble performing High School Cadets by John Philip Sousa, day three of Back to School Week on IPR's Kids Commute. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. Every week we're going to ask you a question, give you a couple of hints. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. So here is the question. What is the name of the comic strip and cartoon character who has a popular Broadway musical written about him? Here's a hint. He has a very round head. He wears a yellow shirt with a jagged black stripe on it. Here's another hint for you. This boy has a dog named Snoopy, and his catchphrase is, "Good grief." Who is that? Let us know. Send us a text to area code 231-237-7482 with your name and address and the answer, and if you're right, the prize pack is on its way. Well, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.